And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's been 6 weeks since Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the proposed state budget bill that the General Assembly sent to him back in June. And despite repeated efforts by Republicans to use pork barrel spending and threats of office relocations to convince a handful of Democratic members to vote to override the veto, it hasn't happened and it shows no sign of happening. In other words, it's well past time for GOP leaders to ditch the bullying and game playing and to get serious about negotiating a compromise budget. Unfortunately, after a decade of calling the shots, Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore would rather preside over gridlock and keep the legislature in session all summer at great expense than sit down and negotiate like adults. It's gotten so absurd and childish that Moore even scheduled a House session to conflict with an in-district evening meeting that Democratic lawmakers had planned with constituents. The bottom line, Berger and Moore need to face facts. North Carolinians voted for divided, negotiated government last November, and their continued refusal to accept this reality is an assault on democracy. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.